not. It's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, this is Jay Stu coming to you from the Sitel Job Fair / Barbecue. And I'm here with one of our old buddies, Adam. How's it going, man?
I'm doing fine today. How about yourself?
Not too bad. First of all, I know you're a fan. I got to get your opinion. Walking Dead finale.
Didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
Not at all. They just all met up in the same trailer at the end. It was god-awful. No killing, nothing.
But Rick was pissed off, so.
Rick kind of got mean again, and I think I saw Gary Busey's son inside the warehouse, yeah, when they first showed up.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, so he might be a character coming in next season.
Oh, nice cannibal, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. He was a cannibal, yeah.
Cool. So, in honor of today, we have some, questions about jobs.
Okay.
And barbecues.
All right.
I'll ask you some of those questions, if that's cool.
That's fine.
All right, so what's the best job you ever had?
That's a hard one. Roofing. I love roofing.
Okay.
You're up on the top, 160 feet up, and you can howl at all the women bringing their kids to school.
That is all right, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I had a good time.
Now, what would your dream job be, actually?
My dream job? Ooh, would have to be the guy that gets to declare if it's a goal or not in the NHL.
Nice. Good answer. Now, let's say a superhero had to work at a call center. Who would you think would best be suited to do that?
I would pick Bane.
Yeah?
Because you're not sure if it's a computer or a real person, so you could probably screw with them that way.
Cool. And who do you think would be the worst superhero or villain to work in a call center?
Shit. The worst superhero? I would have to say Robin.
Oh, yeah?
He'd just be that annoying guy that's just next to you that you want to slap or tell off, right?
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say you were going to send in a resume to be a superhero's sidekick. What superhero would you send your resume to?
I wouldn't send it to a superhero. I'd probably send it to the Joker.
Oh, okay.
I'd be one of those guys that gets killed for no reason.
Yeah, he's always killing off his guys,
buddies,
poisoning them. And
even the original Batman is good. The one buddy in the leather jacket who did all his shit,
yeah,
they killed him for no reason. At the parade.
That's
as
right.
Well, yeah.
Bob was
right.
His name.
Bob was his name.
Bob the Goon. He had his own action figure.
He did have his own action
figure.
Right
on the package. Bob the Goon. All right, so let's just say, let's cut to the chase. You got the best job of all time, which is ruler of the world. And you're allowed to outlaw every single movie except for your three favorites. What are the three favorites that you're going to make everybody watch?
Ooh, three favorites. So Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, Platoon.
Good choices.
Thanks.
Good choices. Cool. Let's see if there's anything else I can ask you before you leave here. Alright, let's say you were in the Star Wars universe. Would you rather work for the Rebels or the Evil Empire?
You know what? The Evil Empire, even though they were evil, they seemed nice and neat, and they had everything organized, right?
Yeah.
The Rebellion was kind of living in dirt or caves and stuff. I'd have to go with Darth Vader.
Cool, and maybe you could finally teach the Stormtroopers how to actually hit people.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I understand that.
Maybe they can't see on their helmets. I don't know. All right, well,
that's a good point.
Yeah, you never know, right? What super team would you rather work for, the Justice League or the Avengers?
Justice League, actually. Justice League would have to be Justice League.
Cool, you'd spend all day staring at Wonder Woman, wouldn't you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right, well, cool. Thanks for doing this again, man.
Yeah, no, anytime.
And you got to check out Captain America, too. It's fantastic.
Oh, have you seen it already?
Oh, yeah.
It looks good.
I would rate that up there as good as the Avengers.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked Thor, too.
That was good, too.
I liked Thor, too. That wasn't bad. Yeah. That's not, and the new X-Men looks sick.
Yes. We're about 2 weeks away from that.
2 weeks still?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is coming? I saw a couple more. Right?
It's a new Spider-Man.
New Spider-Man. That looks pretty good as well, except for Michael J. Fox. We'll see how that plays out. Michael J. Fox, sorry, whatever his name is. Something Fox.
Andrew.
Jamie Fox.
Oh, Jamie Fox.
Jamie Fox, right? He's the.
I'd really be impressed if it was Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox is Electro? That'd be awesome.
I'm going to get up and stop shaking, though.
Oh, I knew you were going to go there.
Sorry, I went there. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, buddy.
Take care. All right, I'm sitting here with a dude that knows his stuff, actually, Dusty. How's it going, man?
It's going.
And I know you're going to come to our Geek Fest trivia night already.
Yeah, Pulp Comics, hashtag it. and you guys are looking to, like, you're out for blood.
Yeah, mostly better luck out. Sketchbook, we're coming with our game faces on.
Awesome, excellent. So in honor of the job fair and barbecue today, got some job-related questions.
Did you get a burger?
Not yet.
They're delicious.
I'm hoping to get one soon.
Okay, so job-related questioning.
Uh-oh. All right, what's the coolest job you ever had?
Do you know what? I worked at a dump, and what I did was I directed traffic from people with household goods. So that means I got to go through some of the best junk you could imagine. I mean, I found comic books, 8-tracks, things that I should never have taken. But my house was filled with junk for weeks. That's easy, my favorite job I ever had. Stunk, but
wow,
so much good loot.
Nice. What would be your dream job? Would it be the getting the stuff from the dump job?
I think my dream job would have to be a comic book tester. Just to read the books and tell them if it's going to fly. That'd be fun.
Cool.
Editing.
Going off the question list, what are you reading these days?
Right now, I'm catching up on Justice League. I'm also catching up on Fables. I'm really enjoying that. I did Red Hood, and I've been doing a lot of manga lately.
Right, oh, okay.
So, I mean, I'm all over the place.
That's cool. Good to have a broad range.
Absolutely.
What super team would you rather work for, JLA or the Avengers?
I'm a DC man. I'm wearing a Justice League shirt while we're talking. That's easy. Martian Manhunter would be my style. I'd be right there leading it.
That's awesome. Now, we both work at a call center. What superhero do you think would be best suited for this kind of work?
I'm going to go with Cyborg because he's the new face of DC and Justice League. The guy wouldn't need a headset. He would be taking the calls while he's fighting crime. I think he would totally be the human call center.
That's a great answer. And what about on the other spectrum? What would be the worst superhero to work in a call center?
I'm going to go in the Green Lantern world and go with Nort. The dog-faced Green Lantern, he was kind of annoying. I think customers would put in some seriously bad CSATs on him.
Nice. That's a fantastic answer, sir. If you were in the Star Wars universe, would you rather work for the Rebels or the Evil Empire?
I mean, you got the Force. So you go, I'm going evil. I'm with Darth. I gotta go.
Cool.
Sith Lord.
Right on. Okay. Let's say you become the ruler of the world,
yeah,
and your first decree is to outlaw all movies except for your 3 favorite. What would that be?
I'm going to cheat a bit. I'm going to start with having the entire Dark Knight saga, Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Returns. That's one that has to stick together.
All right.
Number 2 and 3 are Fight Club and Natural Born Killers.
Good choices. Good choices, sir. And what TV character do you think has the coolest job?
Oliver Queen.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some pretty fun stuff. The fact that they're using him to do his own workout routines and his stunts is pretty cool.
So, are you all caught up on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't call him Deathstroke because he still Crixus to me from Spartacus, but
that's right.
Man, it's good.
That costume's pretty badass.
Oh,
too.
It's so cool. The fact that he has all that gear and he uses everything. Like, I didn't think DC would go this far, but they've done amazing stuff.
Yeah, they brought in the Suicide Squad.
Oh, that was wicked. Harlequin in the casing, that was awesome. I think people should really take a viewing towards it. It may not have a lot of the publicity that Marvel's pushing, but it's definitely got the best content.
Yeah, I've actually gotten non-comic book friends into that show as well.
It's not hard. I mean, Smallville set up the structure for it. All we had to do was follow through, and they're doing everything right, bringing in all the random bad guys. It's good.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot for helping us out today, and we look forward to seeing you at our trivia contest.
Yeah, watch out, we're coming. # Pulp Nation.
Thanks, man. So I'm with Alyssa now, and I'm going to ask her some questions about the lovely job fair today. Because it is the Sitel job fair.
I didn't actually know that we had a job fair going on today until I actually got to work. And there was a whole bunch of people out front.
When the lobby must have been 50 people in there easily.
Easily, yeah. I couldn't believe that. It was like jam-packed in there.
Yeah. So speaking of jobs, what's the best job you ever had?
probably working at Empty Bellies in Welland. Just the atmosphere was so nice. I loved the people that worked there. Everybody that came in to eat and stuff, they were all so polite and whatever.
Cool.
And, like, everybody that worked there was, like, their own little, like, a family sort of thing. So everyone was really close.
Oh, that's cool. What about the worst job you ever had?
I worked in a supermarket at the bakery.
Oh, yeah?
It was just, it was a terrible time. I would never recommend that for anybody. Every time I hear about it, it's just like, no.
Oh, cool. And what would your dream job be?
Tattooing.
I can see that. You've gotten a bunch of tattoos since I've known you.
Got one recently, too. I got this one started. And
cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So, I'm a geek podcast. I have to ask you some geek questions as well.
I'll try my best to answer them.
All right. So, which superhero do you think would fit in best at a call center?
The call center. I like Thor, so I'll say Thor.
Okay. What about the worst? Who would be the worst superhero to have here?
That's actually a really good question.
Maybe the Hulk, because he'd be mad all the time?
Yeah, and he would just get really, really out of hand, especially after dealing with one angry customer. Just smashing, throw him over the edge.
Yeah, smashing phones and computers.
Wreaking havoc on the whole building.
Yeah, for sure.
No, never mind.
So if you had to send a resume into a superhero to be their sidekick, who would you pick?
I'd have to say Thor again.
You could be.
He's lovely.
In the comics, you know, there was a Thor girl.
Oh, was there really?
And that was
that
her.
Could be me.
That was her superhero name, Thor girl.
Okay, I will. That could totally be me.
Okay.
I'll take that one.
Cool. All right. Now let's say you got the best job of all, which would be, you know, ruler of the world.
Okay.
And your first decree is no more movies except for three. Your three favorites. What gets to stay?
Well, can Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit count as one?
Sure.
Okay, because it's all generally the same thing. So, okay, those movies. We'll say the Marvel movies, too, because I actually started watching those recently, and I quite enjoy them.
Oh, cool. Which ones did you see?
I saw the first two Thors. I saw Iron Man 2 and 3. I can't remember anything else, but that was about it.
Avengers?
I remember. I don't think I've seen the Avengers yet, but I want to see that one.
What
so
are you waiting
bad.
For?
I have no time to watch movies. It sucks.
And Captain America 2, which is out now, is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I actually saw the commercials for that. That looked like such a wicked movie.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What else? Disney movies,
all right. Cool. So I don't know if you watch a lot of TV, but who do you think has the coolest job on TV?
Coolest job? Well, I don't really watch a lot of TV. I only really watch Big Bang Theory. So we could say Sheldon Cooper in that case. Because I can't remember exactly what he does, but it seems pretty interesting.
You know, I've been getting caught up on that show lately.
It's actually so good.
I don't understand why no one goes into Stewart's comic book shop.
Either.
Because
it's always so empty.
I go into comic book shops, and that one looks awesome.
It does.
Yeah.
Based on all the stuff that they like say that they buy out of there, it's actually really neat.
Yeah, poor Stewart. I tell you. So they're having a barbecue here at Sitel today.
I noticed. It was a really nice surprise to come into work and see the barbecue.
Yes, saves me a lunch for the day.
Yeah, it did. I didn't bring a lunch. I was planning to buy one, and then they threw those tickets on my desk. I was like, free lunch.
So let's say you were planning your own barbecue at home. What fictional characters would you invite over?
I'm going to keep repeating this answer. Thor can definitely
Thor.
Come to my barbecue, yeah.
Cool. Any Disney princesses?
Belle and Ariel.
Okay, that's fair enough.
It would be a Disney princess party.
Cool.
What answer is more?
All right, well, thank you for answering our questions today.
No problem, Jay. Thanks
and,
for having me.
No problem. Watch the rest of those Marvel movies. Let us know what you think.
I will. Definitely get on that.
Get on the Avengers, because that is a good one.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
No problem.
I just want to know which shows you're following, because...
Hey, how's it going? And someone actually wants to ask me questions, so that's cool. I'll do it. What were you going to ask me?
What kinds of geeky shows are you watching right now?
Oh, Arrow, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., watching Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And yourself?
I'm watching S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm watching Arrow, and Game of Thrones right now.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for Doctor Who to come back.
Yes, with the new Doctor.
Yes.
It seems that he's going to be a tougher Doctor than the past couple Doctors.
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with Peter Capaldi, but I've heard good things about him, so I'm intrigued.
He likes to swear, I heard.
That's good.
That'd be different for the Doctor.
Yeah.
Cool. So there's a job fair here today. I figured I'd ask you a couple nerdy questions about jobs. Who would you rather work for, the Avengers or the Justice League?
Just because, see, I haven't seen a whole lot of Justice League, so I'd have to go with Avengers right now.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Actually, you said you were watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Have you seen Captain America, too?
Not yet. I need to see. Actually, I need to watch the first one, and then I'll watch the second one. Because the whole tie-in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I really need to see.
The whole last six episodes, I guess,
are
tying in with it.
Yeah, what's going on with Hydra and, Fury.
Very exciting movie. You'll be glad you saw it, actually. Yeah. So who do you think would make, if a superhero had to work in a call center, who do you think would be the best candidate for that?
Who would be the best? Is there a specific department you would want them in?
Any department. Any call center related job.
Okay. I would say
answering calls from angry customers.
Well, you'd have to have a good temperament.
Yeah, so
although
not the
Hulk would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't think he would keep his job very long.
No.
Or at least there would just be no call center left, rather.
Yeah.
I would say it would have to be someone knowledgeable. So,
oh, that's cool.
I would say,
someone had a good answer earlier. They said Cyborg, because he wouldn't even have to be in the call center. He could just fight crime. And
yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Cool. Let's see. All right.
You'll also be able to look up the information really quickly.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, let's say you got the ultimate job, ruler of the world.
Okay.
And your first decree was to ban all movies except for your favorite three. What three movies get to stay?
See, I'm a really big Rocky Horror Picture Show fan.
Okay.
And I'm also a really big Joss Whedon fan. So I'd say Rocky Horror Picture Show, Serenity.
Okay.
And possibly Cabin in the Woods, just because it's just epic on so many.
So our friend Ryan, who works on the show, is going to be excited to hear your Serenity answer, because he's Firefly.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, 24 hours a day, this guy.
Yeah, that and Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Who for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite of the Doctors, by the way?
10.
David Tennant.
Yeah, I haven't seen the old ones. I've seen like a few episodes here and there, but
they're not good.
No, I can't deal with the second Doctor.
Yes,
I don't enjoy it.
There was no budget back then.
No.
No. Yeah, 10's my favorite too. My daughter really likes 11.
What's your favorite Doctor Who villain?
True villain. Probably the Daleks.
Daleks?
Yeah.
I have a Dalek pillow, and you press the plunger, and it says exterminate. So you have to be careful not to roll onto it and roll the
knife
and have it go off.
I got to say that the Silence were pretty cool from the last couple
of
years.
The Silence was cool. Just the concept of them is really freaky. And I really love the Weeping Angels.
Oh, yes.
Because that just makes every statue terrifying forever.
Do you have a favorite companion?
Ooh. See, I really love the Ten and Rose pairing, but the others have been good too. I really enjoyed Clara, and I really enjoyed Amy.
Oh, Amy was great.
Yeah. And River with her hair was great.
It's going to be interesting seeing Clara with Capaldi, I think, too.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a companion, like, stay with the Doctor after he's regenerated.
Yeah, for
hasn't
sure.
Been since Rose, so
yeah,
that'll be interesting.
Really interesting. I think September is when we're going to get new episodes, finally.
It's a long time away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, it was a year and a half since the last episode, so.
Yes.
So that sucks.
Yeah. Well, right now we have Game of Thrones, and we'll have to tie us over until, until new shows,
right?
Until Doctor Who.
Ah, cool. So. Well, it was awesome talking to you today.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for taking the time.
No
Appreciate
problem.
It.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.